infinity simpler way. You can receive it in simplicity. Our great problem lies in the fact that we look for theological depth in it, instead of looking at the directness of the speech of God, with simplicity itself, wholeness, and who addresses us as friends, not even as disciples, but as friends, because he himself said on his way to Jerusalem, "I no longer call you slaves, but I call you friends, because all that I have to say, I have shared with you." And so, let us receive the words which you have heard today with the directness with which they were spoken by Christ. Do to one another what you wish others to do to you. It's something which we repeat all the time. But is it the way in which we live? We want from people around us understanding, patience, compassion, support, friendship in all the simplicity of this world. We don't expect from us heroic deeds, because we are not in heroic times and situations. But that is what we expect. And if we ask ourselves, what do we do about the people who surround us? Can we say that we are fulfilling these simple and direct commandments? This advice of Christ, in which he says, if you do these things, you will be truly human. Let us reflect on that, because we think very often of things great, of things heroic. And when we think these great thoughts, we pass by the simplest thing that we could do. When we read in the Gospel that we should give our lives for one another, we think that we can't do it, because there is no attempt at an attack on the life of our neighbor, certainly of our closest. And yet, to give oneself means to devote oneself, to devote all one's energy, all one's understanding, all our patience, all our concern, all our sympathy, and so on, to all those who surround us. To do, in other words, as Christ put it, to others what we wish that others do to us. Let us reflect on this very, very simple commandment and see that we break it at every moment, because we expect everything and we give so little. We give indeed to those who are dear to us, naturally dear, but even they must put up so often with our lack of understanding and patience and compassion. Let us reflect on these simple and direct words of Christ and stand in judgment before them. Ask ourselves, how shall I stand before Christ when he will say to me, "You have heard his words, you have understood them, you have repeated them. Indeed, for us priests, you have preached them. And what have you done?" and how sad it will be to look at Christ and say, I have claimed to be your disciple, but in fact, I have done nothing of what you have wished me to do to save other people from misery, from loneliness, from need of themselves. Amen.